The allegations aimed at Superintendent Jackie Ponce have raised questions about how the district decides where and on what to spend construction money. Contrary to what some may think, when it comes to making those decisions, it's not the superintendent who has the power. Each year, the district reviews all school property to decide what the needs are.
That information is taken to our Capital Outlay Committee, which is a committee made up of district and school administrators, a board member, and citizens, and they review all the needs.
Barbara Wills is an assistant superintendent with the Leon County School District, and she's also part of the group that signs off on school construction and maintenance projects. The list of recommendations is sent to the school board for approval of the budget, and then it goes back to the district's facilities department to work out the logistics. If a project comes in under $2 million, the district can select a company to do the work. If the project is over $2 million, the district has to open the project up and let companies bid for the job. And according to the allegations from an anonymous group, several projects between 2010 and 2014 that were initially above the $2 million threshold were intentionally broken down into smaller amounts to avoid the competitive bidding process. Wills says that's true, sort of.
We did that predominantly because those were QSCB dollars.
That's money the district has used that are backed by federal bonds, and those come with deadlines for spending the money and getting the work done.
Doing the project work in phases, which at the time we felt was allowable, It helped us to meet those deadlines. It helped us because you have multiple contractors on the same site doing different phases, So they could work simultaneously. So that eliminated, it saved time.
Will says had the district went through the competitive bid stage, the projects may not have been done in time, and the district could have had to pay more in interest on the federally backed loans it took out. The district did jobs at two schools in this manner. The second project was already underway when the state auditor cited the district in 2012 for shirking the bidding system and dividing the projects up. Will says the district has not done any more projects in that manner. Superintendent Ponce is also the target of personal charges. He steered some of these projects to those who contributed to his campaign fund. Many of the companies that receive district contracts are the same ones that have also gotten numerous county and city jobs as well. They've also donated to numerous county and city officials. But there's one issue the district is struggling to explain. What happened to documents associated with another construction job at Griffin Middle School, one that started to go through the bidding process but was later revised because the district decided against demolishing a wing of the school. Wills admits the documents associated with the bid are missing.
I don't know. We've been looking for them. But they were never opened, so we did get statements from staff that were involved with it, that it was never open.
Several documents containing the allegations were sent to the FBI, the Florida Department of Education, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. DOE does not control how districts spend their construction money and has declined to respond. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says it's received the documents, but is still reviewing them. And should the FBI get involved, it would do so because of the projects that have been backed by federal money, but there's no word on whether that's happening or not. Meanwhile, the Leon County School Board has hired a lawyer to look into the allegations against the district. Superintendent Ponce has hired his own lawyer using his own money. And Rocky Hanna, a former principal at Leon High School who now works in the district and is claiming whistleblower protection, has hired his own lawyer as well. The district says it plans to release the findings of an internal investigation into the issues ahead of the next school board meeting set for Monday the 19th. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.